Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Warner Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ethan, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Andrew and Michael.
Hello.
No.
Okay, so how are you guys doing on a scale from one to good?
I'm doing yeah right now.
All right. Michael's doing yeah right now.
I'm doing good.
Andrew's doing good?
No, Andrew's crying inside because he didn't get 100 on his anything.
Big oof. Okay, so in today's episode, we are going to be covering a lot of stuff. So we're going to be covering basically like kind of the new skins, modes, basically what the Brawl Talk said. And then hopefully we're going to be able to do a deep dive onto the new brawler, Lola, as well as, of course, reading all of your Brawl question responses, which we postponed to this week because last week, obviously, we didn't have a podcast. But again, thank you guys for sending in the responses. We really appreciate it. So yeah, let's get right into today's episode. Okay, guys, hopping straight into the news for today. The first piece of news we have is the Brawl Stars World Finals 2021 announcement. So this came out on October 13th. So this was about like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. So it's definitely like a bit of old news, but we'll definitely be covering this as well in our Brawl Talk kind of overview, what it said. But for now, let's just jump into the specifics. So what this is the 2021 Brawl Stars World Finals will take place on November 26th to 28th in Bucharest, Romania. I'm sorry if I just like butchered that name, but like, anyways, this year we are excited to see 16 teams compete in the World Finals. There are Ints, Aphelion Esports, Tribe Gaming, STMN Esports, Zeta Division, Queen Ney, Navi, Team Flash, SK, AC Milan Clash, Reply Totem, Tribe Gaming EU, BK Raj Sports, Nova Esports, Trick of China, and TIG Origin. Which team do you predict will end up with a glorious trophy? The show will start at 10 p.m. CET each day, and the tournament format will be single elimination, best of five sets, with best of seven sets in the grand final. November 26th is round of 16, part one. November 27th is round of 16, part two. And November 28th is quarterfinals, semifinals, and the grand final. The World Finals already offers a $500,000 USD prize pool, but this can be doubled with contributions from the community. World Finals themed offers will appear in-game on October 22nd to 24th, which will allow you to help you contribute. Just like last year, proceeds from the offers will be added up to a total prize pool of $1 million. Due to health concerns, the show will take place without a live audience, but our qualified players are invited to join the event in person. Okay, guys, so that's like the World Finals thing. What do you guys think of it? I think it's pretty cool.
It's definitely going to be cool because, like, you know, championships.
World Finals. Everyone around the world competing, the best of the best.
Definitely. And yes. What do you guys think?
People who have no life.
Bruh, big oof. Who do you guys want to win? Personally, I want Tribe Gaming EU to win.
Bro, what are you talking about? They're gonna lose. Spen LC is trash.
Oh yeah, true. Spen LC trash. But Tom's pretty good. Yeah. Tom's gonna hard carry.
Totally. Who's the other one? No, it's not Drage.
I think it is Drage, right? Or is he on SK?
Nobody knows.
Anyways, but yeah, if you guys want to send us like an email or like a Discord DM of like who you want to win, that'd be great as well. We'd love to hear your feedback on who you want to win. So definitely, yeah. Some other like honorable mentions, SK is a pretty good team, so they might have a chance, as well as INTZ, Ints. So yeah, that's basically the first piece of news. Our second piece of news comes to reducing the club capacity. Andrew, you kind of want just like give us a little brief summary of what's going to go on.
Yeah, sure. So I believe it's from 100, it's going down to 30 to have even more active members. And from one of our episodes we've done before, that we thought that Clan Wars are going to be coming, so this could be an addition to Clan Wars.
Yeah, definitely. And so in the Brawl Talk, Supercell kind of like postponed it. So they're saying that we're not going to have the club kind of changes until November. So definitely, guys, stay tuned for this piece of news that is probably going to come in November. And yeah, so the like Andrew said, it's going from 100 to 30 members, you know, however you want to arrange it, you know, probably like kick members out or like push higher to the top 30 in your club. That's probably going to be a smart move because it's being reduced from 100 to 30. Michael, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's definitely drastic. No one knows what's actually going to happen. We can only speculate. Yeah.
All right.
Just like flat earth.
Okay, so with that being said, guys, that's like the small amount of news, but the bigger news, which you probably guys were all waiting for, is the new Brawl Talk breakdown. So basically, this new Brawl Talk is based on Brawlywood, so it's kind of like Hollywood, but Brawlywood, haha, such funny, Supercell, such funny. So yeah. First thing I'm going to cover is not the new brawler, because we're going to be doing a deep dive on that, so definitely stay tuned for that. But first, I'm going to be covering the first skin, which is coming to the new chromatic brawler, Lola. And the skin is called Chola Lola. So basically, you unlock the skin at tier 70 of the Brawl Pass if you do decide to get it. And basically what it looks like is it's based off of this like Latin thing. I don't really know, but it's Latin. It's based off of a Chola, I guess. And it kind of looks like it's sci-fi. It has like a rocket launcher kind of thing. So yeah, guys, what do you think about the skin? Is it a cool one? Do you like it? Do not?
Yeah, it's pretty okay.
Yeah. Michael, you want to take the next skin?
Yeah, sure. Wait, one sec.
All right.
My Wi-Fi once again is poo-poo.
Amazing.
What's new? Anyways, we got a bull skin. It's called B100. So basically, it's just bull, but like half of it is robot. I'm pretty sure it's like Terminator. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. It might not be.
And just an add-on, this is the free skin you're going to get if you buy the Brawl Pass. So it's at tier zero, air quotes. So yeah, what do you guys think about this, Andrew?
This is cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely really cool. I had to do some stuff
in there.
Here, give me a
second. Nice. Oh, that was a loud-ass phone call, man.
Hey, Ethan, no cursing, no vulgar language.
I'm sorry, Michael. Okay, if Andrew could take the next skin, that would be good. But if he's still doing whatever, then that's fine too.
Yep. Okay.
Do the next one, not me.
Okay, cool. So the next skin we have is Surge Kong. So basically, Surge Kong is a monkey. And Surge basically turns into a monkey, and he throws like rocks instead of like a little water bottle thing, and he like turns into a King Kong. So yeah, pretty good skin, not gonna lie. But I mean, like, Surge already has some pretty good skins, like DIY Surge, Mecha Paladin. So I don't know, maybe people will buy this. I might see it around. What do you guys think about it?
I think it's pretty cool. Wait, did we get to see, like, some animations about it or no?
Yeah, I think, like, we saw it throwing rocks, but we didn't see its jump animation or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I think it's gonna be pretty good. probably going to be like it's 79 gems or 150. No one really knows.
Yeah, it really depends.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. It really depends. Like, if there's a win-lose animation, probably 149. But if there's no win-lose animation, it's just, like, effects, then probably 79 gems, yeah. Okay, you want to take the next skin?
Sure. Our next skin, we have Captain Crow. So it's just Crow with, like, you know, as it feels like some cool superhero. I'm not going to lie. It kind of looks like, no, actually, no, not, I think, but not really. He just has, like, a lot of straps off, and he's like, probably just some random captain, so I don't know, or just, it's just, some random captain.
Yeah, so there's actually, like, this Captain Crow skin, I actually think it's pretty good. But I don't know, I don't think we saw any effects unless like you guys picked it up in the Brawl Talk. But I don't think we saw
there's
any
a bit of things. There's a bit of effects. Like the daggers are a bit different, but that's what we saw.
Yeah. Okay, if Andrew is good, if he could take the next skin, which is Squeakbuster Gale.
The next skin is Squeakbuster Gale, and it's from the Ghostbusters, but Squeaker is the description. I don't think we saw much of Gale either. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't see honestly, I think this skin is pretty cool. As you're about to see, like, there's more Halloween skins, but yeah, this skin is definitely pretty cool. I don't know if it'll compete with Nutcracker. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Nutcracker's better. Yeah, Nutcracker is really good. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll have to see. I like the design on this, though. It's one of the better design skins.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so I'm going to be taking the next skin. So the next skin is Director Buzz. So it's basically, like, it's a pretty cute skin. It's like
for a Director Buzz.
I know, right? So good. And, like, basically, he's, like, holding a megaphone. He has kind of, like, the beret, like, the artist beret. And this skin you can unlock. This is the Power League skin. So if you, like, I think it's win 25 matches, I believe. And then you can get the option to purchase the skin for 25,000 star points. So, yeah. What do you guys think about this skin? I honestly think it's pretty cute.
It's definitely really cool. We don't know if they're going to change the game. Okay. Director Buzz, we did see actually more gameplay of it. Seems like it's a... Were there custom effects?
I don't know. I didn't watch it as deep.
It was.
Oh, okay.
But it does make Buzz seem like taller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, out of, like, all the Power League skins we have so far, Saloon 8-Bit, what is it? The Penny skin, Byron Jackie, and then now Director Buzz, which one is your favorite?
Probably 8-Bit or Jackie.
Michael?
Honestly, I think I like Jackie's more. Cause, like, yeah, Jackie, even though, like, 8-Bit's saloon stuff is really cool, but, like, I think Jackie's effects are more, like, vibrant.
Yeah, it's definitely a very smooth skin. Yeah. Okay, so, Michael, you want to take our last, like, not limited skin?
Yeah, sure. Our last one is Capitalism, as you guys all know. And it's the skin that Jessie kind of, like, took on when she stole the trophy. And you can get it for free if you watch the World Finals and, like, Trophy Road stuff.
It's just, like...
get points from, like, watching World Finals, you can slowly but surely get Capitalism, Jessie for free.
Yeah. To elaborate more on, like, the Trophy Road stuff, basically what happens is, like, you get points for watching the World Finals, but if you're able to predict which team wins, then you'll get, like, more points, which leads to, like, the Cat Burglar Jessie at the end. And you'll obviously get more rewards as well in this, like, Trophy Road thing. I'm not exactly sure how it works. We'll probably get more details as the World Finals begins. So, yeah, what do you guys think about this skin?
Well, I think definitely had custom effects, which I really do like. And I think this is probably going to be one of the best Jesse skins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I totally agree, yeah. Okay, so next we're going to move on to the limited skins. So these skins are going to be exclusive to Halloween. Like, I think they're only going to come out when it's Halloween. So, Andrew, you want to take the first skin?
Yep, sure. So, first skin of the limited skins is Swamp Team. And meet a scene under the dock is the description. What everyone thought was like gonna be a new brawler under the dock in a roster's picture, but it ended up just being a team skin. But it's cool though. It's cool though.
Yeah. The thing is though, like Supercell waited freaking 2 years to get the concept model out.
Yeah. That's all it took.
Yeah. But what do you guys think about the skin? I mean, like, Evil Jean is already pretty sick.
I think Evil Jean is still better.
Yeah.
Evil Jean's cleaner. Swamp Jean's like, ooh, swampy. Don't talk to me.
I think Swamp Jean is going to be, like, 49 gems, give or take. Maybe even 29. I don't know. Might just be, like, a race skin.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be 29 gems. Because I still have a lot of effects, so it might be 79 gems.
Okay, maybe.
It's a tag animation, so it's more ghost, Not ghost, but swampy, mossy stuff.
Yeah. So I'm just going to take the next Squeaks, the next skin. And this next skin is coming to Squeak, and the skin is called Ghost Squeak. So basically what Ghost Squeak is it's combined basically with, like, the new Gale skin. So, as we just, like, mentioned, the new Gale skin was Squeak Buster Gale. So, with Ghost Squeak, this, like, enforces the theme of, like, a Ghostbusters Halloween type of thing. So, yeah, I definitely like this skin. There was custom animations I saw. Like, the little Blom was not a Blom. It was, like, a little skull. So, what do you guys think about this skin?
Yeah, it's probably going to be, pretty good. It might be, like, 79 gems as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well.
Yeah, cool. Michael, you want to take the next skin?
The next skin is Headless Rider Stu. It's basically just Stu, but he has a pumpkin on his head, and his thingy is more cooler. And from what we saw in the ball talk, the only thing animations he has is whenever he dashes with his super, he get instead of like just regular fire, it's like green Halloween fire.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool.
I honestly think it's a pretty cool skin as well. What do you guys think about this compared to Wicked Stew?
No, this is so much better.
Yeah. Wicked Stew is just it's just not good.
Yeah, definitely. So, if you're a Stew fan, definitely consider picking this up because, obviously it's a pretty cool skin. So yeah, Angie, you want to take the next skin? I gotta step away for a moment.
Well, if Andrew ain't taking it, I'm taking it. So, the next skin. Oh, Count Payo, is that a skin?
Yes,
it is a skin for Mr. P. Oh, so basically, it's a vampire, whatchamacallit. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about this
film? Honestly, I think it's great that Mr. P is getting some more love because literally his only skin is what? Agent P?
Yeah.
Honestly, they need to like make more skins for Mr. P. I feel like it's going to be so easy to. I don't know why they're not.
Because,
like, all the Porter skins, like, Jesse, Pam, like, those skins are pretty easy to make because, like, you just gotta think of a theme and then just, like, put it on both and it looks good.
No, it's harder than the scenes.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not giving them enough credit for what they do. But, yeah. So,
and then we also have our good old skins that are coming back again, and they're Witch Shelly, Werewolf Leon, and Bowling Rosa.
Yeah, and then, so those are like the old ones, and then some new ones are Calavera Piper, Zombiebee, Underworld, though.
What? No, those aren't in the shop all day.
Oh, they are? Okay, yeah. Well, they're Halloween themed as well, so, you know, consider picking them up. Wish Shelly, Werewolf Leon are pretty much like, and Calavera Piper are going to be gone, I think, after this update.
No, Calavera Piper is a... I'm pretty sure Calavera Piper's an everyday
skin. No, I think it's a Halloween skin. I think
that's
it
is. That's the Spot one? Is that the Spot Piper skin?
Yeah, it's like the Halloween one.
What? Well, they got, like, new changes. It has, like, got some effects now.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely consider picking these skins up because it's probably the last time you're going to see Witch Shelly and Werewolf Leon. Okay, and then this last piece of, like, skin kind of thing is there's a new Jesse remodel. So, looking at it, guys, what do you think about it? I don't really think it's that great. I think we needed a Penny remodel. So, what do you guys think?
The Jesse's remodel is so bad. It makes Jesse look small and so babyish.
Yeah, I honestly agree. I like the old Jesse a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if Michael comes back on, like, then we can just do, like, the new mode for, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So you kind of want to describe the mode, Michael?
The mode? Oh, yeah, okay. So, the mode is basically, like, every baller on the map, every 7 seconds, they get they turn invisible. We don't know for how long, but it's probably just like 7 seconds invisible, 7 seconds up. Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
Or it might be 3 seconds, so they can make it like every increment, but who knows?
Yeah.
Then like going on to another environment, you know, who wants,
Well, I mean, I feel like we could talk about this new mode. So, like, who do you think is going to be good in this new mode?
Oh, Leon's really bad, though.
Like, yeah.
No, Leon's going to be great, man. Using a super and then turning invisible.
Nah, this is going to be, like,
invisible again.
Watch, like, the random Leons, like, use their super in Lollipop Drop in a bush while they're invisible in this new mode.
And in Sandy Super.
Exactly.
You could be using the new clone, which it might be not that bad now. The clone? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. But, like, who's going to really pick Leon in this mode?
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, I think Clefairy's brothers are going to be really good in this. And Sandy with that Root Sands if he has star power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can, like, scout people. Like, basically anyone who can scout well.
Yeah, so anyone... Basically anyone who can scout and anyone who can benefit from invis are going to be good.
I definitely think... I mean, Ems and Amber...
Oh, that spray. True.
Mm-hmm. Ems are just good control with the super as well.
Yeah. Alright, so the last thing, Andrew, you want to take the new environment?
Yep, the new environment is called Brawlywood, and it shows the skins, but not the trios, like some environments do.
Yeah, just to, like, elaborate on this, basically what it is, like, in one corner you can see, like, Captain Crow's, like, where he got his suit, in another you can see, like, Surge's monkey bananas, and, like, I think there's another one where, like, Lola's sitting, I guess. So, yeah, this skin, this environment is pretty interesting. Because it doesn't show, like, the trio. Like, the Junkyard Trio is obviously Pam, Jesse, and Nani. But this one, it shows the skins. So, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically what the Brawl Talk basically said and some other pieces of news. Next up, we're going to go straight into the Brawl question. So, see you guys there.
Yay! Woohoo!
Okay, guys, let's hop straight into the Brawl question. So, unfortunately, Andrew had to go do something, so he is unable to join us at this time. But, you know, we definitely want him to come back because, you know, he's a good addition to the show. And so, with that being said, shut up, Michael. Anyways, with that being said, let's move right into the brawl question. So last week's brawl question was, what is the most fun brawler to play in Brawl Stars? So our first response comes in the form of an email, and it's from Joe. And he says, I got an answer to your brawl question. Most fun brawler? I don't have them all, but I think it's probably Amber. It's kind of fun to just burn your enemies, and because the flame can last a long time with long range. So yeah, I definitely agree with this. It's really just fun to continue to spam with Amber, especially when you got that long ammo bar. So yeah, what do you think, Michael?
Yeah, I agree. But sometimes you can get a bit boring when you're getting bullied.
Yeah.
But that's technically every brawler, so.
Yeah. All right, so our next response comes from Lil Foxy, and she or he says, and it's a pretty long response, so shout out to you for taking the time to do this. And he or she says, number one is Colette. Reasons being, as she is actually really good. And yeah, what's up?
You don't need to read the whole thing. You can, simplify it.
No, I'm reading the whole thing.
No, because we have a lot of people to get through.
No, I'll read it fast. All right, anyways. Reasons being, she's actually really good and does a high amount of damage. She can be a leading brawler easily if you know how to use her right. Her gadget is simple to understand yet extremely useful. Her super is really helps in cases of her push it star power for hot zones and brawl ball. Also, her super does crazy damage on high save. So what do you think about this? I definitely agree, Colette's being fun. You know?
Yeah, sometimes. If you can change super, she's fun.
You want to take the second half of the response?
Yeah. Number two, Lil Foxy says, Edgar. He's hard to use, but fun, because he can reload fast, supercharges fast, and, just good at taking out brawlers. And his gadgets and star powers are pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I definitely agree with this. Edgar's just, pretty spammy to use. And if you know how to play him, he's actually a really good brawler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so our last kind of section to this response is he or she says number three is Amber. She's quite hard to play, but with practice she can be broken. Again, I definitely agree with this. Just that spam is very fun. Okay, let's move on. So the next response comes from RizOneRocks2008, and he or she says Max because she can spam very fast. I definitely agree with this. Again, spammy brawlers are fun brawlers. What do you think about this, Michael?
Yep, pretty much. That's about right.
Yep. And then our next response comes from Phoenix199021. And Phoenix says Crow because he is annoying. Definitely. Michael answered this last week. So definitely Crow is pretty fun to play.
Yeah, what he said.
All right. Our next response comes from Ray123. And Ray's answer is Mortis because of that Xing Xing power. Of course, we get one Mortis in here. You know, Mortis is...
Mortis is fun, though.
Yeah, Mortis is pretty fun. But just, you know, don't beat that guy.
No, he's fun.
All right. The next response comes from Arson. And, you know, Arson is pretty good. He responded to last week's brawl question as well, I believe. So, yeah, thank you for the response. And Arson says, Max, because fast. And, yeah, of course, definitely true. Max is very fast. Definitely very fun to play. All right, Michael, you want to take the rest of these responses?
Yep. Next one's from A9craft. He says his favorite brawler is Crow because of the healing, what would you call it? Healing nerf from his attack, and it helps his teammates get kills, and he's also a beast in 1v1. Yeah, I agree. Ethan, what do you think?
Yeah, of course. I definitely agree with Crow. You know, just an annoying brawler when you're playing him. So, yeah.
Next one from DWM. Milk is good. Of course. And he says he likes most fun brawlers Ash because he's cute and he's an Ash. And he has Ninja Ash. And he's cute. Okay, that's about it. I'm not going to read his whole response because it gets a bit weird.
Legit, the response literally says, I love him too much, he my boy.
Ash can be fun, but in the way that you're putting it, I'm a bit creeped out. Sorry.
Michael, you obviously haven't seen the Colette Simps online.
No, I've seen it. They're creepy.
Yeah, they're pretty creepy.
Okay, anyways, our next one's from Alpha Ghost. 981 what YouTube says he likes Primo because he's your first brother. Theoretically, Shelly, but I'm not going to be that guy. But, you know, yeah, Primo's fine. You can change supers, you know, especially when you're lower down in trophies. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely, yeah.
And our next person is Pro Gamer. He says, my favorite brawler is Spike, and he's pretty fun.
Spike.
It's fun.
Spike. Poor Spike.
And our next person, B2B Savage, which I remember he responded last time. He said, Edgar, of course, most fun to play, most fun to Phoenix, and I'm an emo myself. Like, I'm guessing that's what he means by e-boy.
E-boy. Anyways.
Yeah, Edgar's fun. We also went over this before. Venom. Venom, 34K, 40 out of 50, rank 25s, NA. I don't know if that's your actual name, but you know who.
No, it's probably 34K trophies, 40 out of 50 brawlers, lots of rank 25s, and plays in North America servers.
I know, that's what I thought too, but you know. But you know, what if this guy's actual name is, you know, Venom 34K, 40 out of 50, rank 25s, NA. Who knows?
Who knows?
There's some people with some pretty weird names out there, no offense.
True that.
And Ems tilted her down to 775. Four, she's fun and fits my playstyle. Yeah, she can definitely be fun, especially if you group a lot of people together.
Definitely.
And our last person, he says, who's Hussein Platinum One. He said, I got star power barely, so I like to play him and he's fun. Oh, and he said, the brother, he says, is Mortis, especially if you're good with him, and also Dino.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so with that being said, thank you all for all of these Brawl question responses. We really appreciate you sending it in. And again, apologies for postponing your responses. But again, we still appreciate it. We love when you get, you know, give us responses. Okay, so this week's Brawl question is, let's assume you're in the Supercell dev team. So dev team is development team. If you could balance a brawler, what brawler would you balance and how? So I'm going to go first, I guess. So my brawler is probably an obvious one right now, but it's definitely Brock. Like, Brock right now is just devastating. Like, his quote-unquote nerf isn't actually helping. It isn't actually a nerf at all, and it's just, like, helping him a lot, and he's just, like, dominating. Like, he can literally hit brawlers if they're behind a wall. That just shouldn't be a thing. So, like, I would balance him, and probably nerf the Splash, and give him, like, another ability, because that was way too broken. Michael, how about you?
I'm not gonna lie, I was gonna say, like, the same thing you did, Brock. Brock's really OP right now. But if I were to pick anyone else, I would say maybe, Brock's good.
Yeah, so yeah, with that being said, I mean, like, if this is it for the brawl question segment. So yeah, thank you all guys for sending in your responses. And again, if you have a response to the brawl question, you can send it, you can DM or, you know, send it in to our Discord server, which is in the show notes. We definitely appreciate, we get most of our responses from the show. And if you want to send us an email like Joe did this week, you can send it to borntobrawl101@gmail.com. That's borntobrawl101 @gmail.com. So again, thank you all for sending in brawl question, and we'll see you in the next segment, which is our deep dive for the week. Stay tuned, guys. Okay, guys, we're going to hop straight into this week's deep dive. And this week, for our deep dive, we're going to be covering the new brawler, Lola. So this is why we didn't cover Lola in our brawl news section, because we just thought Lola is, like, important, new brawler, kind of deserves some love, and you're about to see why love is so important to her. So again, this week, we're going to be deep diving Lola, and a little bit about Lola. Lola is basically, like, loves herself, kind of. And she loves it to the point that she, like, becomes a demonic monster, which can be seen in, like, the Brawl Talk. She like cracked a mirror. And so she also like likes how Colette loves her as well, because, you know, Colette loves all the brawlers. So she kind of likes how Colette loves her. And so, yeah, that's like a bit about herself. She's pretty self-centric. And yeah. So the first thing that we're going to be going over is Lola's health. So she is about similar health to Nita and Poco, which is 5,600 at max health. So pretty like middle of the road. What do you think about the health right now, Michael?
I think, and we'll get to this later, I feel like she has a bit much health for like how much damage she can put out. So yeah, I think she probably should get a nerf soon. But we don't know, because like, for all we know, she sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Alright, so some other boring, quote-unquote boring stuff. She has, like, normal movement speed, nothing too special, and her ammo reload is, like, similar to Tara or Sandy. It's, like, not that slow, but also, you know, not fast. But it's on the slower side of ammo reload. So, yeah, Michael, you want to cover what her main attack does? Because you were, like, kind of alluding
to... So, for her main attack, they say this in the bow talk. She takes the diamond dives off of her... her like scarf thingy, her fake fox thingy, and then she chucks them at people. And each air quote star does 392 damage. So that's 2,352 damage per attack, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
And also like her attack, like how she attacks, is a bit similar to Tara. It's a bit thinner. Actually, no, now that I think about it, it's all, like, max. Max's attack is like that. So, you can go on to a super.
Yeah. So, definitely, just to elaborate a little more, for a main attack, she shoots out 6 stars. So, yeah. Anyways, going on to Lola's super. What her super does is pretty special. Basically, what happens is when she throws down her super, it's like a... it's like Nita's bear. However, it's basically a clone of herself. And when I say clone, I don't mean like a Leon clone. I don't mean like a Leon clone. I mean an actual clone. It does exactly what Lola does. If she moves to the left, the clone moves to the left. If she shoots up, the clone shoots up. So it has half her health, however. It has 2,800 health, so it's a little bit more than Tara's healing shade. And basically, like, just a little tips and tricks for her super. If you run the clone, if you run into a wall, the clone will also run into a wall, which means that you can, like, quote unquote, reset the clone to where you want it to go. And also, if like, if you throw the clone up, if you run into the corner of the map, then the clone will also follow you into the corner of the map, which means that you'll basically, like, merge with Lola. So if that sounded kind of confusing, let me break it down a little. So basically, you run into a corner with her clone active, and then her clone gets stuck in the corner, then you run into the corner, then the clone is basically right on top of you, and you'll get, like, double damage. So...
basically OP.
Basically OP, what Michael said. So, yeah, what do you think about the Super Michael? You think it's going to be good? You think it's going to be bad? Game-changing?
I think it's going to be absolutely cracked. As long as you can keep it safe. Like, if you can put it right next to you and just shoot at someone, like, that's ahead of you, you're going to hit all your shots because, like, they can't dodge a shot that's that wide and that long.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, this will change a lot of, like, ring around the Rosie interactions because you can literally just, like, put it on the opposite side of the wall and then just, like, start shooting and the brawler can't do anything about it, especially with her high attack damage. Okay, so... we don't really have much information about her star powers or gadgets, but we did have one kind of tease in the Brawl Talk. So, Michael, you want to go over what could be speculation?
Yeah. So, like, the last, like, your first ammo, basically, like, if you use all 3 ammo, the first one that you recharge, that one, we think that, because, like, in the Brawl Talk, it turned yellow, and then they did, I believe, 504 damage, or 9, I forget.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe it was 592.
It did 509 damage instead of 392 damage per star. And that's either, a basic ability, or, like,
just a regular ability. Who knows? Or like a superpower. Who knows? But also, just a tip, her clone does not, like, get this buff. So, yeah, just when you do that, just don't think that you should just stay on for one health, one ammo.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, so, like, the clone doesn't get it, so... Well, we're not exactly sure if the clone gets it or not, but I'm pretty sure, like, when we reviewed the Brawl Top, the clone still did 392 damage, even with the yellow ammo bar. So I think it's safe to say that the clone does not receive it. So hopefully this is star power, and we didn't just give you, like, nonsense of an ability that was, like, present in the dev build. So yeah, that's basically it for our episode for this week. We've just covered our deep dive, and yeah. So, with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to the Born a Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ocean Name, and my co-hosts are Michael and Andrew, and they help me out immensely on this podcast. And so, yeah, with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned for future episodes, and remember, you're all Born a Brawl. Thank you, guys.